loose. It's a goose. The Loose Goose Radio Show.
Well, the sun is shining. The birds are tweeting. Let's take a stroll with Ronald the Leafy Lane into the British countryside.
You're listening to The Loose Goose, The Loose Goose Radio Show once again, and thanks for everyone who's responded to the show so well recently. Loads of hits on the internet. It's going all over the world, so thanks a lot. Dr. Peter Yakimiak is with us once again. And Peter, where are we going this time?
Well, this edition of The Loose Goose is a celebration. It's a celebration of the life and work of Ronnie Lane, and it's a celebration of the British countryside. And it's timely because just yesterday, in fact, was a new compilation of Ronnie Lane's material. Ronnie Lane and Slim Chance, his backing band, Ooh La La, an Island Harvest. And indeed, the Guardian music blog picked up upon this release, and back in January ran an article on Ronnie Lane as a sort of British singer-songwriter musician who needs to be very much returned to his work, needs to be returned to and revisited. And the new issue of Mojo, so it's dated April, it's currently out, but it's dated the April edition. They've got an article spanning several pages on Ronnie Lane's solo career.
Oh,
left you on the debris at the Sunday morning market. You were sorting through the odds and ends. You was looking for a bargain. I heard your footsteps at the front door, in that old familiar love song. Cause you knew you'd find me waiting there at the top of the stairs. Trouble at the depot with the General Workers Union, and you said they'll never change a thing. Well, they won't fight and they're not working. Left you on the debris. Now we both know you got the money, and I wonder what you would have done without me hanging around.
There's The Faces with their debut featuring, of course, Ronnie Lane. Peter, Ronnie Lane, fascinating character. And as you say, the Guardian picking up on him as a sort of a classic pivotal member of the British kind of popular and rock music scene. He covered a lot of bases in his career, didn't he?
Well, he did. He started off, of course, in the seminal mod band, the Small Faces, so named because they were all of a sort of very short, you know, stature. And they progressed from being very much your sort of East End urban mods to becoming sort of blissed out hippies towards the end of what was then their sort of, you know, jaded existence, around the time we started with the track from that, with a track from that era, Song of a Baker, from Ogden's Nut Gone Flake, their sort of concept album. The very fact that they couldn't really get it together to tour that was one of the many reasons why they, why we had the demise of the Small Faces.
Tell us a bit more about that concept, because I always think of that as it's a classic album cover, isn't it? It's just one of those ones that everyone sort of associates with for some reason. There's just something about it. I don't know why it grabs the attention so much.
Well, first and foremost, it rolled off the racks, the record racks. Literally, it was a circular sleeve, so that people had, shop owners and so on, record shop owners had problems keeping the record on the racks. But it had a sort of rocky first side, and then its concept really came to fruition across side two, where it was all the tracks were sort of linked together with the gibberish of Stanley Unwin.
Okay, we're going to work our way through a lot of memorabilia again. You've brought a whole bunch of stuff in, and do you want to allude slightly to the link to the countryside, a little hint of that?
Yeah, well, we've already, across this Loose Goose, we've already moved away from the urban, the post-war urbanity of the East End, the bomb sites and so on. So we've already touched upon that with Debris from the Faces LP, A Nod Is As Good As A Wink to a Blind Horse. And Ronnie Lane, moving from the Small Faces to the Faces, where they were then fronted by Rod Stewart, he felt that here was yet another band, his second band, where his band was being dominated by a front man. And Ronnie Lane's solo career was very much a walking out of that band, where he was walking very much away from the his urban past and his the fame and the sort of riotous behaviour of the Faces towards a far more sort of tranquil life in the British countryside.
How come when I cut the ace off hearts, you always draw the ace off spades? The hell's it when your best friend brings you lilies on your birthday? The how come, yeah, how come, when I ain't superstitious, but, well, these things I see. The how come, yeah, how come, I ain't a superstitious fella, but I, well, you gonna bake with that hemlock in your spice rack? The hell come, hell come, well, I ain't superstitious, but, well, these things I've seen. The hell come, hell come, I ain't a superstitious fella, but, well, it's me. When the moon was new, I drowned your cat. What do you say down there? I even broken up your broom. The hell come,
hell come,
hell come,
hell come.
Well, I ain't superstitious, but, well, these things I've seen. The hell come,
hell come,
hell come,
hell come.
I ain't a superstitious fella, but it, well, it means. Where is me?
Great song, Ronnie Lane with How Come, and you're listening to the Loose Goose Radio Show.
And that was from 1973, and indeed his first single, his first Ronnie Lane's first solo single. We'll listen to the B-side a little bit later on, but that, you know, we'll keep that as a special treat for our listeners for later in the show.
Okay, you've got an interesting text in front of you, and you were just explaining to me, well, you just mentioned, didn't you, about the fact that it kind of moved away from urbanisation towards a kind of a rural, kind of pastoral sort of setting. It's really interesting to look at music in that way, I think. But tell me about it. I want to ask you something about it as well.
Well, music, like any other mediated form, of course, helps construct what is already reality into a reality that we, you know, feel comfortable with, that we feel that we know. And yes, one text I just want to quickly mention is Paul Clark's Country Visions, where he devotes an entire, it's academic text, he devotes an entire chapter, and it's called The Armchair Countryside, where, not to sort of detract from the wonder of Ronnie Lane's music here, but because it has that pastoral edge to it, that we can appreciate it as yet another version of the armchair countryside, certainly for you know, perhaps our listeners, where whether we are urban dwellers or even suburban dwellers, that perhaps our only encounter with the countryside, and indeed the British countryside here, is through the music of Ronnie Lane.
See, I know you're not so much now, but you've got a fantastic collection. You're a habitual collector of music-related magazines, publications, etc., etc. It always fascinates me with these music magazines, how they retrospectively interpret musical work, and then they kind of have their own stamp and interpretation of it. I wonder what Ron Lane would have thought about that. Do you think?
He'd probably have a good chuckle over it all. Yeah. He'd probably, you know, he'd see the irony of it in that he never, whilst this his solo career was a rejection of the fame of the Faces in particular, of course he still had to make, had to make a living. He scraped a living. That he probably would have a good chuckle about the fact that he is being still, you know, written about, and his music is still being listened to. And I would imagine that he felt that he, you know, very much deserves this attention.
The mister's voice is calling, and
soon the country all around me will come to look the same as a place from where I came. Tinder to the timber, we'll let the night sky leave the ember to fade with yesterday. We'll leave it come what may.
It's Ronnie Lane and Slim Chance, and you were mentioning while that was playing there, Peter, about the name of that song and what it was associated with.
Yes, that was Anymore, from the album, 1974 album of the same name. And in a way, this is a throwback to Ronnie Lane's sort of urban existence, his urban experience. Anymore is sort of East End bus conductor's spiel, sales
can
pitch.
Can you do that in the East End London bus conductor voice?
I could probably just ever so slightly convincingly go, "All right." And that's about it in my with my sort of East End Cockney swagger.
Okay, but that song takes us, it's kind of a junction point, I suppose, isn't it? Going from that reference onto the more sort of countrified identity that
yeah.
you assumed.
I mean, that was that was eventually to be the third single from Ronnie Lane. The second single is where he absolutely embraced the countryside and the country life. And with the Poacher, again from 1974, he was that hunting, shooting, fishing ex-rock star.
Very nice backing music on them there as well. The Poacher, Ronnie Lane and Slim Chance, literally, Peter, they're going out of town.
Yes, we've mentioned already that having left the Small Faces, Ronnie Lane left his urban East End self behind, left his rock star self behind with his leaving of then the Faces, fronted by Rod Stewart. Mm-hmm. And yes, this, with the Poacher especially, this is Ronnie Lane very much heading out of town. That brings us to these two pieces of memorabilia. Anyone out there remember good old Jack Hargreaves? In a way, he was everyone's grandfather, wasn't he? For those of us who grew up across the 60s, 70s, into the 80s, this bearded old fellow, you know, with a constantly smoking a pipe, fishing hat on. He originally was part of the panel that fronted the kids' show How, but he's best remembered for his series Out of Town, which explored all the aspects of a countryside deemed lost, even by the early screenings of the show.
And you were telling me, and I never would have thought it at the time. You say this kind of amiable guy with a beard and a pipe and a funny hat, you know, talking about all kinds of interests and rural retreats, etc. It was actually quite well placed, quite high up in the sort of TV executive scene.
Yes, well, Out of Town was produced by Southern Television, one of the many sort of independent television channels of the time, and they had to cater for part of them achieving their contract as a broadcaster. They had to cater for their audience, and they had to cater for their rural audience. So Out of Town, which we have in front of us here, the DVD volume 1, there are 10 volumes, I think, in this particular set. There's also a boxed, very expensive, I think it's touching £100, a box set version of the Lost episodes as well. And yes, here we have Jack Hargreaves, Out of Town, a life relived on television. So, in effect, an overview of this old chap's life.
Brilliant. One of the things that I love about doing The Loose Goose with people like yourself is the way we're sort of, talking about out of town, but there's kind of a path, but just over there, beyond where there's a bit of a crack and a few leaves, there's a slightly more interesting path, and it goes off somewhere else altogether, doesn't it? Talking of which, another aspect of Ronnie Lane, which I wasn't aware of.
Yeah, well, Ronnie Lane was highly religious, not necessarily in a conventional sense, in that, like Pete Townsend, his fellow sort of musician friend, they were devout followers of Meher Baba from the late 1960s onwards, and hence the title of and the content of the next song we're about to play, Stone, from 1975, from the album Ronnie Lane and Slim Chance. This is all about not only Ronnie Lane's beliefs in reincarnation, but the entire teaching of Meher Baba.
Well, once I was a stone, many years ago, into a pool was thrown many years ago. Time passed by, the poor and dry, excavated was I, and tempered and beat in a fiery heat by the hand of a man whose name was Dan, Dan the blacksmith. Well, once I was a sword, many years ago, I was two blades brawn many years ago. Worn with pride in the battle I'd ride, at a warrior's side, in a cutting I killed, and was lost in a field, and I soon did rust, corrode to dust. Oh my. Well, once I was a daisy, many years ago, in the pastures green and lazy, many years ago, but I was in by a goat who fell in a moat, and forgetting to float, he sunk like a lead. I stayed there today, and was relieved to find a just how kind it all is. But now once I was a bullfrog, had to struggle for survival. And once I was a carp and lived in waters ornamental. And once I was a minor bird, quoted verses from the Bible. I said, a pretty boy, a pretty boy, Saint Luke. Had to struggle for survival. And once I was a carp and lived in waters ornamental. And once I was a minor bird, quoted verses from the Bible. I said, a pretty boy, a pretty boy, Saint Luke. Well, once I was a mule, many years ago. My master treated me cruel. Many years ago, bye-bye, I was sick. Couldn't move to his kicks, so he took his whip, put it right across my back to an almighty crack. And to his dismay, I passed away into the blue. Then I was born a human baby. Many years ago, I was born unto a lady. Many years ago, all our hopes they were piled on the back of this child. Turned out to be wise, and the devil a prayer, caused a pause and a swear. So I took my leave to lie and leave my way to you. Oh, so I took my leave to lie and leave my way to you.
There's Ronnie Lane's Slim Chance with Stone. If you just listened to that, it's a piece of music. I was talking to you earlier, we were looking at Mojo magazine. There was an article there about Johnny Cash, and I've just finished reading his autobiography, which is called Cash. And he talks about the classic bass lines. I forget how he puts it now, the boom titty boom titty kind of bass lines that run through the Johnny Cash. Mm-hmm. And it's there, it's just a jolly piece of music, but there's so much more depth to it actually, which is there if you want it, or you can just enjoy it as a piece of music, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, that's all you need
it's
to do.
It's just jolly piece of music, but there's much more going on.
Throw in a banjo, yeah. Throw in an accordion, mm. And you have that pastoral sound that Ronnie Lane was not just striving for, he achieved.
But there's more depth to it. I mean, there's a kind of spiritual context going on.
There is, yes. We have in front of us here a copy of the one of the few DVDs that sort of capture Ronnie Lane's life, his music, and so on. This is The Passing Show, The Life and Music of Ronnie Lane, released quite a few years ago now. And this DVD covers his entire career and his life, but what it also nicely focuses upon is his attempt to take his music, again, shunning the rock star lifestyle, the rock stadium venues. He took his music, coupled with a touring circus. He toured the British countryside within this circus context.
Horse and carts and all that?
Yeah, well, a few horse and a few horses in there, but it was mainly, and this was part and parcel of his ultimate failure, was that he toured with antiquated lorries and coaches and so on, and they clogged up the slow lane on the motorway. They broke down. They were harassed by the police, by the fire brigade, you know, who were very much, this doesn't, you know, this doesn't adhere to health and safety issues and so on. And rather sadly, his attempt here to take his music to the areas of the of Britain, the British countryside, where you wouldn't find a rock star or any form of credible sort of rock music, very few people turned up to the venues. So those that did, you know, with their families and their sort of dogs and so on, their kids and their pets, very much had a, you know, a memorable show, but they were far and few between.
And then it was called The Passing Show, but again, there's hidden meaning in that as well, isn't there?
Yes. Again, we've just heard Stone, which is Ronnie Lane's take on the teachings of Meher Baba, and interwoven in there is this story of, you know, a reincarnation for Meher Baba. His phrase was, to sum up the transience of life, life is just nothing but a passing show.
lovely range of instrumentation going on there. The old accordion flying away, one for the road, Ronnie Lane, Slim Chance from 1976 1977. When I was growing up, it was the year of kind of punk coming through in the UK, but in Ronnie Lane's career there was other stuff happening, wasn't there?
Well, that might have been in London, that might have been in the inner cities. To those of us living in the suburbs, we were trying to be self sufficient. What came out in you know, in 1976 was John Seymour's classic guide, and indeed it's called The Concise Guide to Self-Sufficiency. This is a lovely hardback sort of reprint here with a
beautiful picture on the front,
woodcut, you know, beautiful use of greens and sort of yellows and so on. And a lot has been written about John Seymour. This is Paul Peacock's biography here, A Good Life, John Seymour and His Self-Sufficiency Legacy. And indeed the title of that says it all, because this wasn't just something that the you know, which was an abstract lifestyle choice. The Good Life, of course, on British televisions. This is the Penguin tie-in novel. This was also first published in 1976, so you know, you had the grandfather of this living off the land here, John Seymour, producing this Bible, and on our TV screens we had this sitcom, you know, Surbiton, Middle England version of, you know, The Good Life, living off the land.
Well, very much kind of archetypal suburban dwellers, really, with that rural mentality. But that's 1976, nearly 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at, you know, at the time, it was a bit of fun. We all enjoyed it and everything else. But as we live through this global recession and economic difficulty, it's not such a bad idea to be self-sufficient. Maybe there's books to start selling all over again.
No, well, in the future.
I'm going to buy one, actually.
No, absolutely. This could be in the future, sort of the difference between life and death.
Okay, let's move on with this.
Thank you.
There's Ronnie Lane with Kushti Rai. It's the Loose Goose Radio Show. If I think about Kushti Rai, I think about some whiskey, which is quite good. But that's not what the title means at all, is it?
Or we even think of Del Boy, of course, his version of Kushti. Yeah. Well, it's close, because Kushti Rai is borrowed from the Romani good fellow. Whilst so far across this particular discus, we've talked about Ronnie Lane's rejection of the herb and the embrace of the British countryside and so on. He lived at this time, of course, on the Shropshire at his farm, the Fishpool. But he embraced life on the road. Earlier we had One for the Road. He embraced life on the roads, not life on the road of the hedonistic rock star, but that of the travellers at the time, what you would term the sort of gypsy lifestyle. And we mentioned it earlier, the latest edition of Mojo, the article they've devoted to Ronnie Lane. If we open it then, for the benefit of our listeners, here's a shot of him at the Fishpool. He's holding an axe, his little girl is at his feet, he's got a sort of check shirt with a a scarf knotted around his neck, tucked into his this is countryside chic par excellence here that he managed to sort of pull off.
I should remember this, but I can't. It's terrible that I can't really. But I'm thinking about Wings with Paul McCartney and his guitarist. What was his guitarist who I think Mull of Kintyre, and the kind of very countrified thing going on there. Yes. I'm guessing he was very matey with McCartney. Was he probably?
Well, it was certainly of the same era, and I would have thought they would have seen each other's listened to each other's artistic.
Although his approach to animals might have been slightly different to McCartney's.
I would say that. And this Mojo article here, we turn the page, we've got a beautiful portrait of Ronnie Lane here at the sort of the dinner table, but the countryside table, really.
The ubiquitous fag going on.
Yeah, and a bottle of whatever in front of him. I think his tipple at the time was something barley wine, strong stuff, but very much sort of countryside drink. But he's got his shirt and button, he's got the waistcoat, and he is very much countryside gentrified musician.
And we around about the time of the Loose Goose, we're actually heading towards what would have been his birthday. I think he died in 1997, but we're heading towards his birthday, so it's an important time of year as well. I'll come on to that in a second.
Yes, he referred to himself not just as Kushti Rai, this sort of good chap. He was an April Fool as well, born on April the 1st. Trying to position his image here, his music. I mean, we've mentioned the sort of very masculine look, his embrace of the farming life here. Just to contextualise his music that little bit further, that within what was happening more broadly within the 1970s. Just want to mention the Ruralists, as the shortened name, the Brotherhood of Ruralists. Peter Blake, who was responsible for the Sgt. Pepper Sleeve, he was one of the key artists of this group. And we've got here, this book is The Green Fuse, Pastoral Vision in English Art, 1820 to 2000, by Gerald Northrop, Northrop Moore. We have this wonderful, wonderful painting, David Inshaw's The Badminton Game from 1972 to 1973, painted at the time that Ronnie Lane would be recording his music here. And it painting like this sexualizes the British landscape. You have this rather surreal version of the British countryside, this stately home, these rather sort of phallic trees and so on, but almost captured in time here, and rather seductively, these two female figures decked out in their sort of Bieber finery, and they're frozen in time. They're playing sort of badminton here out in the open air, and the shuttlecock is caught mid-flight.
She said, "I'll see you in the morning, darling. I see you when the kids have gone to school. know tomorrow is your birthday. I know you know that you're an April fool. We used to rock so freely. It's been so long. I take my dreams to bed now. There's a dust and a cobwebs on your North Star. There's no more frost and a campfire's in your hair. I see your wheels, they're rusting in the backyard. I know that we're not going anywhere. We used to roll so freely. So long, I take my dreams to bed now, where they belong, long gone.
There's April Fool, Pete Townsend and Ronnie Lane. Gosh, that's probably my favourite track we played so far on the show. But I'm a sucker for nice guitar playing, and I love all that slide guitar stuff. Just wish I could do it myself. But there we go. After the last show, I actually approached Peter with a cheery stride and a big smile on my face, and gave Peter an album, which my band took, probably 30 years to release their first album. And Peter's just stuck it on some shelf somewhere, and he's never listened to it, so it's disappointing, really.
I'm sorry about that, Steve, but if I did add it to my collection, I'd probably get lost in amongst I want to keep it ready for the next
very
play.
Diplomatic response, well done. But we're sticking with this idea again of the countryside, and another sort of element of Ronnie Lane's music. And we said it about the kinship he had with Townsend and similar beliefs, etc. But again, you've come up with a whole bunch of other memorabilia here, which is relating to what we're talking about.
Well, we've set up Ronnie Lane's music as yet another version of the mediated armchair countryside. For many of us, of course, the countryside is a construct. It's something we don't have daily contact with. Some of us who live in a more urban environment, we do have a limited experience and knowledge of what can be termed the countryside, of course. The allotments, they're in all our towns, all our cities. Here's a wonderful cultural history, really, of this part of the countryside to be found within the urban. It's called The Allotment. It's Landscape and Culture by David Crouch and Colin Ward. Colin Ward, a big sort of socialist, right? Someone who all his life supported sort of social housing and people living together. And indeed, like earlier, we have an image here on the and this is for the benefit of our listeners, on the cover of this book, beautiful sort of woodcut illustration there. This I think is published by Faber and Faber, but the this reprint here is by Five Leaves Publishing, a very rural sounding publisher.
Well, there's a Nick Drake album, Five Leaves. Yeah,
well, that's it. Yes, I would assume that they've very much that's a nod in Nick Drake's direction. And if we open it, wonderful illustrations inside the shed interior. This, you know, absolutely integral element of the allotment. It's really the man's space within what is a male space within these, this rural space within these, within our urban environment. And I mentioned just a few seconds ago that whilst we might not, or, you know, the our listeners might not have daily contact with the rural, what I'm holding here is a classic text by Richard Mabey here. This came out, just checking the original publication date, 1973. This is a 1974 edition. The unofficial countryside. And the central sort of tenet of Richard Mabey's work here is that no matter where we live, and especially those of us that live within suburban environment or urban environment, the countryside can be found everywhere. It can be found, you know, on the at the to the side of the motorways, the greenery there, the verge, you know, the grass verges. It can be found in the cracks that are between the sort of paving stones. When there's a little flower that comes up or a little blade of grass, you know, and the ladybird sort of lands on that, that is the unofficial countryside.
Ways, and I'll be becalmed for all. please. Oh, yes, I will. Yes, I will.
Well, coming towards the end of another Loose Goose Radio Show. If you put Loose Goose Radio Show into Google, it's all over the place. We'd love to hear from you. Some responses to the show. We've had quite a lot of hits recently from all around the world. But if you want to email us and get in touch, and maybe you could suggest some shows that you'd like to hear, we'd certainly love to hear from you. And this occasion, we're talking about Ronnie Lane and his demise in 1997. But Slim Chance living on.
Well, yes. I mean, that was Don't You Cry For Me. That was a version of that. Recorded 2012 by the still touring band Slim Chance. They are very much keeping Ronnie Lane's succumb to MS. They are very much keeping Ronnie Lane's legacy alive. So the band members, you know, Steve Bingham, Colin Davey, Alan Davis, Charlie Hart, Steve Simpson, and to quote the back of the CD, with Geraint Watkins and Nick Pendulum.
There's a Welsh connection there as well, isn't there? From Ace, yeah?
Yeah.
What I really loved about this cover, I'm just trying to see if I can call something up. We've got time before the end of the show, we'll see. But I really loved this one picture in here where it's just a bunch of old guys really just enjoying it.
Yeah,
really buzzing on what they're doing. And there was one picture here where the guy was just grinning. Well, they're sitting on the Wurlitzer, I think it is. They're spinning around.
It's a lovely little package, a lovely little booklet, isn't it?
Grinning their heads off, having a fantastic time, aren't they? Well, and the music lives on, doesn't it? Which is great.
Well, they're probably grinning just like Ronnie Lane himself would. You know, he would sort of beam a grin here at the very fact that we're remembering his music.
And I'm sure he'd really love to see, you know, his old friends still doing their thing really and still sort of enjoying it.
I mean, our last piece of memorabilia, talking about, you know, we're placing Ronnie Lane here within the context of the British countryside, but also his own history. We have a piece of history here. We have Rod Stewart and the Changing Faces, one of the earliest biographies of the Faces from that era. Indeed, this was published in 1976 by John Pidgeon. This, of course, was written and published when Ronnie Lane's solo career was still sort of mid flight here. I mean, perhaps significantly, his solo career is an appendix in the book. But there is a wonderful two-liner here that I'd just like to read out, and it sums up Ronnie Lane's work. Lane created something unique in British music, a genuine form of native country music, no capitals, no inverted commas, just music that came out of the country and couldn't conceivably be created anywhere else.
And just to close off, you're not going to believe this. I was trying to remember the name of the guitarist from Wings.
Oh, you were, yes.
And I have remembered him, and I was thinking, now, he looked a bit like Ronnie Lane. He had similar kind of long hair. He wore similar countrified clothing. He hung out on a farm with Paul McCartney. And you never guess, his name was Denny
Lane.
Leave a smile on your face. Come straight from your heart. It takes a lady like you to heal it from me, to wake up with you. It makes my morning so bright. It wipes the sleep from my eyes. Have you tell me your dream? And it goes on and on, way beyond an out of reach. It's a well-known old secret. Go and tell
we'll be right back.
wake up with you. It makes my morning so bright. It wipes the sleep from my eyes. Have you told me your dream? And it goes on and on, way beyond and out of reach. Go and tell it.
So another Goose comes to an end. Thanks very much. We hope you enjoyed the show. Please get in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you. Dr. Peter Yakimiak, thank you very, very much.
My pleasure once again. And we're just listening to the fade out of Tell Everyone there, the B-side of How Come from 1973. And indeed, we've told everyone of about the magic of the music of Ronnie Lane.
For now, Peter, thank you very much. And we'll see you again soon on another Loose Goose.
My pleasure.